الحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم واتوب إليه واسلم التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه هو التواب الرحيم. واغفر لنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأزهر يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين، اشفعنا يا شفيع المرسلين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات ليبلكم فيما آتاكم صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Karim, and he exalted some of you in rank above others that he may try you by what he has given you. Someone wrote me the other day, sent me an email saying that he feels totally destroyed because somehow or another he cannot do his 5 times prayer. And he said, this is a horrible punishment, and I'm trying to find out what have I done to deserve this punishment. I wrote him and told him the following story. There was once a mullah who never in his life missed a prayer or did his prayer late. So the mullah is in a madrasa. So he made his prayers and he locked his door of his little cell. In the middle of the night he got up and made his tahajjud prayer and he went back to sleep. But the sun was almost coming out that he was almost going to miss his morning prayer. Somebody shook him. Get up, you are going to miss your prayer. He jumped up, quickly took his ablution and made his prayers, and then he said, who woke me up? And my door is locked. No. He looks, there is Shaitan al-Ain with a big smile on his face. He said, who are you? He said, I am Iblis. Are you the one who woke me up not to miss my prayer? He said, oh yeah, I did. And he said, I thought that you prevented one from making one's prayers, not woke them up to make their prayer. Oh, but he said, if you would have missed that prayer, your regret would have been worth 1,000 prayers. Allah Ta'ala tries us every second of our lives. Everything which we think we do, everything which we think happens to us is a trial. There was once a student and his sheikh, a teacher to him, and one day the sheikh asked his student, he said, tell me, when a Muslim should be thankful to Allah Ta'ala and when a believer should show patience for what happens to him. I don't know, my sheikh said, the student, you tell me. He said, well, it's a simple question. Obviously, when Allah Ta'ala is graceful and merciful and generous to you and gives you all sorts of good things, when khair happens to you, so you are thankful to him. And when shar happens to you, when he decides to be wrathful and he tries you with trial, then you show patience. The student said, forgive me, my sheikh, but my dog does that too. When I give him food, when I caress him, he wiggles his tail, and when I'm angry at him and I hit him, he comes and puts his head on my feet and he sort of looks at me in the eye. Then the sheikh said, if you know any better, then you tell me. And then he recited this ayat which I have just told you. When Allah Ta'ala loves a servant, he afflicts him. When Allah Ta'ala loves a servant, he afflicts him. He gives him trouble, he gives him sickness, he gives him pain, he gives him poverty. And when he endures with fortitude, Allah Ta'ala chooses him above others. And when he praises Allah Ta'ala for that affliction, Allah Ta'ala raises his state. Allah Ta'ala exalts him. How about that? Who amongst us, if he would be afflicted with cancer, is going to thank and praise Allah Ta'ala? Who amongst us, like Baba here in that state, when he is in a wheelchair, he's going to thank Allah Ta'ala to put him in that wheelchair and praise him for it? Who amongst us realizes that all what we have, this life itself, is a gift of Allah Ta'ala? The air which we breathe is a gift of Allah Ta'ala. The food which we eat is from Allah Ta'ala. Our car is from Allah Ta'ala. Our wives are from Allah Ta'ala. Our children are from Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing which we have is not from Allah Ta'ala. Who amongst us is thankful for simply those gifts which we receive? Why? Don't we ask ourselves, why are we like this? When we are told clearly, if an affliction comes upon us and we forbear it, if we show patience to it, Allah Ta'ala loves us, chooses us above other people, and He exalts us. Forget about that. But the food which we put into our mouth, and when we are supposed to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, when we do that, we think it comes from Him. The why, the answer to the why is simply this, Ibadullah. It's because these things, all what we possess, comes from an unseen world. We don't see it coming. We see it from Shabrat. I eat my food and it comes from Shabrat. And I buy it with my money, which I earned working hard in my job. But we don't realize those are secondary causes. But I think, worse still, what's wrong with us is that all of us, we are so damn arrogant that we think that we deserve better. Oh. I deserve a better car. Look at my neighbor who's not even a Muslim, who's got a better car. I deserve a better house. Look at my neighbor who's Jewish and who has got a better house. I deserve a better wife. I deserve a better children. I deserve a better health. That is our problem. And when we are like that, Allah Ta'ala continues giving us. Because when we are like this, we are greedy. We want a house like our neighbors. Here it is, says he. Take it. We want more money. Take it. We want more fun. Have it. He keeps giving and giving and giving, and we keep wanting and wanting and wanting. Till we drown in it. Till we kill ourselves trying to get more of it, or trying to keep it so that nobody takes it away from us, nobody steals it from us, that it doesn't go away from us. Clearly, Allah Ta'ala says, ask and I will give. If you want the world, I will give you the world. But you will have no portion in the hereafter. But if you are religious and you desire paradise, I will give you the hereafter. But then you have no portion of this world. But he says, if you want me, I will give you me. And this world. And in the hereafter. Ya Rabbi, we are not going to come close to you by adding what we already have. Ya Rabbi, teach us tawakkul and teach us satisfaction and teach us how to be thankful for what He has given us. And Ya Rabbi, when You try us with sickness and pain and poverty and hunger, teach us how to praise You. Not to thank only, but to praise You. For one cannot thank someone who is beautiful, who is knowledgeable, who is powerful, but one praises Him. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, teach us to be ashamed of our state in which we find ourselves today. And in spite of our state today, Ya Rabbi, You show every minute of our lives Your compassion, Your forgiveness, Your generosity. Indeed, even Your love, miserable that we are. Ya Rabbi, give us the ability to love. Give us the ability to love You and the Prophet which You have sent to us, which You call Habibullah, and teach us to love those who love You.
Amen.
And to love those who You love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ya Rabbi, in Your wisdom and in Your mercy, bring us to the straight path and keep us on the straight path. Ya Rabbi, on the day of Yom Kippur, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw a cup of liquid on the hellfire, it extinguished it. And when Jibreel alayhi salam asked what it was, he said, that was the tears of Saba of my Ummah. Ya Rabbi, give us the strength and the wisdom and the haya for to be able to cry over our state and over our worthiness for all Your generosity and gifts and love which You show towards us. Ya Wahid Ya Had, Ya Wahid Ya Had, we are in thousand pieces, ourselves as well as Ummat Muhammad. Billions of us, Ya Rabbi, that is on the face of this block, of this earth. But there are billions of separate pieces hitting each other, hating each other, criticizing each other, condemning each other. Ya Wahid, Ya Had, create unity amongst the Muhammad. Ya Wahid, Ya Had, Amin. فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل تاجك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.